Earlier, Horatio Nelson had comprehensively defeated the French Navy under Vice Admiral Pierre Charles Villeneuve at the Battle of the Nile in 1798. This had left the French fleet staggering. And perhaps just as importantly, its most senior naval officer now had a healthy fear of engaging Nelson in open battle again. This protracted form of warfare did not suit Nelson's temperament, and yet he saw little opportunity for forcing the issue. By now, the Royal Navy was equipped and trained to maintain blockades on an indefinite basis, rotating ships, ensuring the crews remained sharp through competitive gunnery drills, and establishing a well-organized system of replenishment. As a naval fighting force, its self-belief was matched only by its competence during the 18th and 19th centuries, and it fully expected to win any encounter on anything like equal terms with its enemies. At the same time, experienced Royal Navy officers realized the Navy had no real means of forcing opponents to sea, making the type of decisive action Nelson sought very difficult. In 1805, the Franco-Spanish had only a handful of harbors capable of sheltering a deep-sea battle fleet, including Toulon in the Mediterranean and Cadiz, Ferrol, and Brest in the Atlantic. In early 1805, Admiral Villeneuve was blockaded in Toulon by Nelson with a large portion of the French fighting fleet. But Napoleon issued instructions for Villeneuve to force the blockade by any means possible before slipping past Gibraltar, after which he was to rendezvous with the Spanish fleet emerging from Ferrol and Cadiz. After a sortie into the Caribbean to attack British overseas holdings and persuade the Royal Navy to chase him across the Atlantic, Villeneuve was to double back towards the Channel, sweeping the depleted Channel blockading force aside and enabling the fleet in Brest, currently rotting at anchor, to set sail. Brest was to be the springboard for Napoleon's planned invasion of Britain, and it was currently full of warships and troop transports awaiting the embarkation of the vast army camped at nearby Boulogne. But the Royal Navy's stranglehold of the port meant that Napoleon's fleet would be blown to pieces if it tried to force its way out of the harbor. Thus, for the French plans to succeed, it was imperative that Brest be liberated. And for the British to prevent an all-out invasion of their home soil, which they were not nearly adequately prepared to resist, particularly with the Thames navigable virtually all the way to London, Napoleon's plans had to be frustrated at all costs. The most effective way to do this was to engage the French and Spanish in open battle on the high seas, where Nelson was certain he could succeed by dint of sheer superior seamanship and end the threat once and for all by destroying the enemy fleet. Despite his misgivings, Villeneuve eventually gave in to Napoleon's immense pressure. On January 16, 1805, Edward Thomas Birg de Missisi, Villeneuve's colleague at Brest, managed to evade the blockade imposed by Rear Admiral Thomas Graves and escape into the Atlantic, bound for the West Indies. Another British fleet under Admiral Thomas Cochrane gave chase, and meanwhile Villeneuve slipped out of Toulon to join Missisi. Nelson's blockade at Toulon was an open one, in which the heavy units lay back and leave the watch on the port to frigates. While the frigates reported to Nelson, Villeneuve actually returned to port only 2 days later. He had been defeated by appalling weather, which would have been difficult enough for his battleships to handle and outright impossible for his troop transports. Nelson did not know this, so he commenced a 6-week patrol of the western Mediterranean basin, swatting at phantoms. After nearly 2 years at sea, this did little to improve his mood. While Nelson scoured the Mediterranean in the mistaken belief that Villeneuve was heading for Egypt, Villeneuve slipped through Gibraltar and then linked up with the Spanish before sailing for the Caribbean, with Nelson in pursuit. Controversy still surrounds the purpose of the French sortie to the Caribbean. The British holdings there were vulnerable and vital, but Villeneuve had 7,000 troops embarked, enough to seize an island or two, but not enough to make a difference in any invasion of Britain. Napoleon still had 90,000